Hey, beautiful people. How are you? Hope you're well. I'm doing pretty good myself. This is going to be, admittedly, like probably one of the less long-winded episodes that I've ever done because the point I'm trying to make is very concise for the most part. And also, I'm recording this really late at night, and I'm a granny, so I don't have that much gas left in the tank, quite frankly. So we're gonna get in here, we're gonna talk, and we're gonna leave promptly. Let's talk about Barbie. I just saw the movie the other day. I decided to go on a whim and I took myself, and I was just like, I don't wanna wait till the weekend. Probably better to go in the middle of the week anyway, because ideally there'll be less people around. And the theater still had a decent amount of people, considering it was like a very unpopular day to go to the movies. But I'm sure nowhere near as bad as it was on like the weekend or whatever. So I went and I want to just have a brief chat about women and the concept of play and leisure and fun, and how as we get older, collectively, society discourages us more and more from having these outlets to express ourselves and to play and to be joyful. That theme, in my opinion, was pretty rampant throughout the movie. There's going to be a bunch of spoilers in here, by the way. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, well, I don't think they were super important spoilers, but if you don't want to know a single thing about the plot of this movie, then I don't know if this is the right episode for you to tune in. Or you can come back after you've watched the movie and then digest it that way. But for example, one of the main characters in the movie is America Ferrera, who has lost the sense of joy and play in her life. And her memories, or rather her feelings, are being imprinted onto Barbie in Barbieland, where Barbie lives. And she has to go find America and like get to the root of all these problems. And what it boils down to is expressed very beautifully in America's monologue in the film, where she gets the Barbies charged up and like ready to do their thing. And she basically just says that being a woman is an impossible task because everything is always your fault. And it's never good enough, no matter what attempts you make. It's never good enough for some reason. And then when it fails to rise to the occasion, whatever it is, you're the one who's going to get blamed for it, regardless of how much or how little role you had to play in it. And you're just down on yourself as the years go by because the impossible weight of being a woman wears down on your spirit and it strips you of your joy and your sense of play and your sense of wonder and enjoyment about the world. And it starts at a very young age. And it was a very moving speech because it's stuff that women have been saying to each other for millennia, but to see it play out in this blockbuster film was really refreshing. To have those types of open and honest conversations about womanhood and how challenging it is to navigate that space and seeing that play out with such a big audience, that was very refreshing. But it got me to thinking, and I actually ended up making a very brief TikTok video about it. Didn't think anybody would take any interest in it, to be honest, but it kind of blew up, and I got so many lovely replies from other women who feel the same way. But basically, what I said is, as someone who hasn't lost their joy and their, I guess, youthful essence, now that I'm a grown woman and I am fully in the throes of adulthood, I still know how to have fun. Like the same type of fun that I had when I was a kid. I don't need to have adult activities in the mix to have fun, like, for example, going drinking or going to the club or people who go to retail therapy or consider that like their fun. I don't need to do any of those things. I can still have fun the same way I had fun when I was younger. The same stuff that brings me joy now is what brought me joy back then. The video games and the cartoons, and I like coloring. I'm gonna sound really geeky probably throughout this whole thing, so whatever. Only God can judge me. But sketching, just, I don't know. I can't even think of anything random like that. Oh, reading. I love reading as well. Reading has been so much fun, especially now that I just got myself an Amazon Kindle. Like, totally unlocked a new realm of reading. I am obsessed. But my point is, I never lost that sense of joy and wonder from childhood, but society tells you that something is wrong with you if you still have that sense of joyfulness as a woman. Case in point, I like to play video games. I'm the proud owner of a Nintendo Switch. A lot of people, men and women alike, give you a really weird energy if and when they find out that you're a gamer of any sort. I actually refrain from telling other adults that this is an activity that I partake in because I don't know how I'm going to be perceived. It might be positive, it might be neutral, or it might lean on the negative side of things where people are disturbed by that fun fact and they're like, why do you still play games? Why are you one of those people? Because women aren't typically the poster children of playing video games or board games or coloring or whatever it is. It's either children or it's fully grown men. The narrative of male gamers is very well known and widespread. So, very few people bat an eyelash when they hear about a grown man who plays video games. Because it's very normalized in male culture that that is an activity that you absolutely can participate in as you get older. Now, I'm not saying that it necessarily has a positive connotation to it when a man says he's a gamer, because a lot of us think about those types of people who neglect all of their responsibilities for the sake of this game and who stay up all night long and sleep all day and don't clean up after themselves. A lot of us have those negative connotations, but even before you get to the negative connotations, the fact remains that the concept of a man having outlets to have playtime and leisure time in his life, that concept is very normal and understood, and in some circles, respected. Women as a collective do not have that social response from other people at this point in time, which is really sad because there's this unspoken expectation that women, for whatever reason, shouldn't have time or space or desire to play and to laugh and to channel their inner child. And I think that that has to do with the fact that women have been conditioned to be in service to everyone else before they are in service to themselves. Once you reach a certain age where there's an expectation that you're going to go out and socialize amongst people and find a person and build on life with that person and yada, 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 you guys know the drill. Once you hit that stage in your life where that's a legitimate expectation of you, you're not supposed to have any idle time to have fun and play around and do kid things anyway. Because as we know, women do the majority of the domestic labor in every environment that they are in, whether they're married or single or children or no children, whatever it is, women do the majority of the labor in their homes. And so all that extra time that's spent being in service to everyone else is time taken away from the pursuit of joy, which men don't have that problem because men have been allowed for a long time now to relieve themselves of their personal responsibilities in their homes and let the woman pick up the slack. And you have these nightmare scenarios of a couple who have a new baby, for example, and the man is glued to his video game and can't be bothered to check in on his child or be bothered to wash a dish or mop a floor or do anything. And then that woman is saddled with those extra tasks. And that's a two-man job. I mean, truthfully, I think keeping a house clean and keeping kids in line is like a four-man job, to be honest. And so it's resting on one particular person. 9 out of 10 times, it is the woman in that relationship or in that dynamic. And it eats away at any time she would have had to cultivate joy strictly for herself. It's very unfortunate to watch that play out in real time. And it's so commonplace that no one has really made a big stink about it ever. And only recently, with these conversations now about the Barbie movie, are contemporary women having discussions about all the things that we really sacrifice when we grow up. And how growing up looks different for us than it does for men in many scenarios, not all of them, but quite a lot of them. Growing up looks like a lot of heavy lift and change for us, and very little to no changes for the guy. You know, a big change would be, hey, I used to love playing video games, but since the birth of my children, I try to get in 30 minutes a day here and there, and if I don't, then I don't. That's not the average man's reality, though. I just saw actually a TikTok yesterday, I believe, of a woman who was recording her child's father glued to the TV playing NBA 2K while the child was being woefully neglected. And it was so infuriating to me for so many different reasons. Number one, primarily because this is a little defenseless baby, and what the hell is wrong with you? Get up off your ass and take care of this baby. No game is more important than your baby. So that obviously upset me because that's first and foremost. I hate when there's a little defenseless entity in the mix, and whoever is in a position to look out for them and take care of them just doesn't do it for some really stupid reason. That pisses me off. But beyond that, it pissed me off because a mother could never do that. It would never, ever be shrugged off and normalized if a mother was watching Love and Hip Hop, for example, and was so glued to the TV that her kid was sitting there in like a soggy diaper and she couldn't be bothered to notice or care or do anything about it. We would throw stones at her if we saw something like that. That's not normalized at all for women to be a neglectful parent in pursuit of your own leisure and fun. But for men, it is. And that's absolutely not okay. Because, as far as I know, immaculate conception hasn't happened to anyone who's on the planet in this present day. So, there are two adults who should show and bear equal responsibility for the things that they have to do around their houses and for their families. And because women have, for so long, had to assume this reality of, well, there's no more fun left for me. I gotta focus on maintaining the home and keeping everybody in order and keeping everything together. Because my shiftless, lazy partner doesn't feel as compelled as I do to help our family. Because, I mean, really, when you think about it, that's what it comes down to. That's the reason why your man can sit there and play 2K while your child sits in a soggy diaper, while you would never watch a Real Housewives marathon all day long while your kid sat in a soggy diaper. Because we've effectively allowed these men to decide for themselves that their own pleasure is more important than responsibilities for themselves and for others. And after doing this for a millennia, it's created a social environment where we just have the expectation that one of us is going to give up everything that is fun, that makes us feel joyful, that makes us feel free. There's just a silent expectation that one of us is going to forego all of those things for the greater good of our family, while the other one can have a whole entire man cave and have three different game consoles set up right next to each other and sit there for 8 hours a day. Women need to way more often put ourselves first. Because even in the Barbie movie, the women in like America Ferrera, for example, was feeling down on herself. And on paper, she had a great life. She had a great husband who loves her so much that he was trying to learn her native tongue so he could communicate with her better. She had, a moody teenage daughter, but overall her daughter was fine for the most part. I've seen worse. She had a home, she had a car, she had a job and a cool company, and yet she felt like she wasn't enough. And we need to start taking up space and have some of the audacity that the other gender has and stop questioning whether or not we're good enough and whether or not we belong. Because we absolutely do, and we've earned every right to be in whatever space we want to be in. And I can't remember who said it now, but there's a great quote of, once upon a time, I used to walk into a room and wonder if they would like me. And now I walk into that same room and I wonder if I would like them. Like, that's the energy people need to have about themselves. Take up space, prioritize ourselves more, and be more unapologetic about having fun and saying, this is strictly for my enjoyment. I don't care if anyone else in here likes it. I like it, and that's enough reason for me to do it. And as a collective, women need to, instead of feeling like the woman who's prioritizing joy and play in her life is strange or eccentric, just celebrate her and be like, good for you that you have an outlet that makes you happy like that. That's great. If you can't think of anything else to say, just say, I'm glad you have an outlet to express yourself. It's very neutral, and it doesn't continue to perpetuate the stereotype that women who have fun, women who game, women who like to play with dolls or watch video games or do cosplay, whatever it is, they can be cool. Because Lord knows when men do it, it's perfectly fine. Nobody bats an eyelash. Barbie's this whole big to-do. Meanwhile, did you guys even know another Transformers movie came out and it was a massive flop? Like, no one even blinks our eyes when we hear about Transformers. And Transformers are fully for children. And grown men still go and pay their money to go watch Transformers. And no one cares because men are prioritizing their joy. And that's perfectly normal for them. And they don't vilify each other for it. And women need to do the same. If someone's form of joy is not your form of joy, if you would rather go shopping on Rodeo Ave to blow off steam than read a Kindle and play your Nintendo Switch, then that's fine. But don't box everyone in and make it seem like one person's fun is stranger and weirder than another's. We should all prioritize joy. And yes, that is my little spiel. I'm coming down off my soapbox now. As I said, this is going to be very quick. I don't have too many things to expound on. That was just one particular pain point from the movie that I wanted to talk about a little bit more at length. because I definitely have seen this play out firsthand as a woman who games and as a woman who watches cartoons and has not lost touch with my inner child. I feel for a lot of the women I see out in the world who don't have any outlets that help them tap back into that childlike essence that they once had, where they just had pure, unadulterated fun. I don't think a lot of women have that anymore. And if you see a woman out in the street who does have that, don't hate on her. Those are my parting words. Thank you so much for your ears and lending them to me for a few minutes. I appreciate you. Bye.